Hey, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer. I hope that as we're getting ready for church, that we would be able to spend just a few moments looking at God's Word and priming our heart to come before the Lord with the people of God. That's what this podcast aims to do every single Sunday morning. And today I want to take a look at Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 through 15. Let me read this for us. When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "No, but I am the commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" And the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take off your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. And this text is so, such an incredible picture of humility before the Lord. We see this picture. Joshua is about to lead the Israelites into battle against Jericho when he encountered this warrior with a drawn sword. That's naturally a terrifying position to be in, I can imagine. And naturally, Joshua wanted to know whose side is this man on, but his response when Joshua asked him, he says, "I'm not for you or against you, but rather I'm the commander of the Lord's army." And it was in that moment that the message of that response was clear. Joshua, as much as he thought he was not in charge. We see that victory in this battle wouldn't come because God was on Joshua's side. Rather, Joshua needed to be on the Lord's side, on God's side. And that right here is one of the greatest takeaways of this passage and reminders of this passage, that too often you and I probably approach life asking, is God supporting my plans? But in all actuality, the real question should be, am I aligned with God's plans? In life, our role is not to enlist God into our battles or struggles, but actually to surrender to Him as the supreme commander, supreme ruler, and sovereign over all things. And lastly, that response from Joshua is one that we, as followers of Christ, even as we're coming to church, it is one that we would do well to model. And we see this in the text. The moment that Joshua realized who was standing before him, he fell face down in reverence. I think that picture right there is so similar to even Moses at the burning bush. When Joshua was told right there to remove his sandals, for he was standing on holy ground, that's such a similar scenario as Moses encountered. But the realization here is that that moment wasn't just about the battle ahead. It was actually about Joshua's worship and surrender before the Lord, acknowledging God's sovereignty and control in that situation. And so for us this morning, as we are making our way to church, as we are waking up and getting ready for the morning, can we be reminded of who's in control? And when we come this morning, even gathering as the body of Christ, and we encounter the very presence of the living God, would our response be one similar to Joshua? Encountering the holiness of God, encountering His presence, and He falls in great reverence and humility before the Lord. Would that be our response, even this morning, as we gather, as we encounter the living presence of a holy, perfect, sovereign God? So let me pray for us this morning. Father, we come before You thankful that You are faithful, thankful that You are sovereign and that You are good. God, I pray that even as we're preparing to gather with the people of God, would You begin right now to prime the pump of our heart, to align our hearts with You? God, would You use this reminder in Joshua 5 to allow us to humbly and with great reverence and adoration worship you, for you are holy. God, I pray that you would give us a heart that listens when you speak, a spirit that is quick to obey your commands. And Lord, I pray that we fix our attention and our hearts upon you and you alone, Lord. Would you be glorified this morning, we ask in the powerful, holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.